Okay, and next up we have the Nature Conservancy, Mr. Jackson.
Holy smokes, I thought I was going to be at the bottom of the list.
There, say Chase, there you go.
It's good to be with you all today. My name is Chase Jackson. I'm a partner at the Resurgam Group. Senator Tepler, Representative Hepler, and members of the committee, thank you for your service and for letting me shake the rust off here. This is my first committee presentation this session. A little heavier and a little bit less hair than when I last saw those of you who I've gotten to work with before. I'm here today on behalf of the Nature Conservancy, who we're very proud to represent here in the legislature. We work with Caitlin Nuzzo and Karen Blakelock, who you may already know or you will certainly meet this session. Neither of them were able to be here today, unfortunately. But TNC, in partnership between me and the two of them, is very proud to do conservation work here in a variety of different areas. And we've been leading conservation efforts in Maine for about 60 years. I think that uniquely among environmental partners in the state of Maine, TNC is itself the 12th largest landowner in Maine. Much of that is in northern Maine, woodlands that they harvest commercial forest products from along the St. John River. And it gives them a unique perspective on resource use and management and the way that those things interplay with localities and different stakeholders and partners. To that end, under Caitlin's leadership, TNC tends to be very, very, very focused on facilitating meaningful conversations and dialogues between different stakeholders who may come from different ends of the spectrum on a given issue. And we've had a lot of success under her guidance and leadership in achieving that with energy issues and other land use issues in the last few years. So I'm very proud to be involved with their efforts that undertake a belief that we can all work together even whenever there's a challenging, difficult issue before us on the table. TNC is based in Brunswick here in Maine, and very unique also. They have about 50 staff scientists involved with their efforts. And on the documents that we've given out today, you'll see three of them who are involved in a myriad of acronyms and stakeholder groups that I won't bore you by listing off here. But many of those are partnerships that relate to state entities, federal entities, local communities, citizens groups, a connected interplay. And I'm sure you're familiar with most of them to varying degrees. But to that point, those folks are available to be resources and assets to this committee at any point in time as you have conversations that relate to natural resources, ground fisheries, and how we ultimately implement elements of the Maine Won't Wait Climate Action Plan, make sure that we have these working waterfronts available to Mainers for generations to come, and are able to sort through many of the challenges of the days ahead and those things that speak to, you know, where we're going in the state of Maine with regards to policy around our natural resources. The last thing I would say is that this session we are also going to be very, very focused. It might be our primary concern on municipal stream crossings and culvert monies that help municipalities undertake construction projects around that. We view that as integral to water quality in the Gulf of Maine, even though most of that work occurs inland. So we may be talking with you about that along the way as well. And certainly happy to answer any questions or do my best to defer them to Caitlin.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jackson. Yes, Representative Hepler has a question for you.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks for
you.
being here. So, out of your 50 scientists, are any of them phycologists?
Ask the same question.
Well, now that I too have learned that word, I can take it back to TNC and ask. And who knows, maybe I'll be their first one. I don't know. We'll see. Thank you, Representative.
That was good. Yeah.
Thank you. I was actually considering the same question, but Representative Thorne has another one.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I always remember the time I was on a moose hunt up in the North Maine woods, and there were a couple young ladies that were there, and I had to go up because we didn't want to shoot them in case a moose stepped out. And it turns out that they were from the Nature Conservancy,
okay,
and they were doing studies on the culverts throughout the North Maine woods. And I said, you got your work cut out for you. I don't know how many there are, but there's a lot.
Yes.
You know, the streams that crisscross. And my question is, the clear cutting and the cutting industry used to be, they couldn't come any closer than, I think, 50 feet to a stream or a brook. They couldn't cut. But now I notice that a lot of these streams, they come right up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that anything that you've addressed, reported, mentioned? legislation, any restrictions or anything that you've dealt with?
Well, you're posing this question to an interesting person to ask it to, probably representative, because while I'm not familiar right here today on what TNC's perspective on that would be, other than to say we are certainly maximally supportive of whatever rule or approach to that would best preserve water quality and stream health and the habitat that it serves for fish and all those things. I certainly have very strong feelings about that, and I certainly have a great deal of personal experience seeing brooks and streams in northern Maine completely change after cutting came too close to them. And Ramsey Brook, which is a direct tributary of the Allegash, I can show you a place that I remember 7 feet of water, and it's now filled in with mud and all kinds of things. So that is happening, and I think we need to address it as a state. I think we need to have a bigger conversation here at the legislature than we've had in recent years, and I know TNC will be very interested in being a part of that and bringing stakeholders to the table for an approach that works for everyone.
And it's been suggested that it, you know, may come down to enforceability within the Maine Forest Service, which I'm sure you must work with on some level, but maybe that's a question for them.
Yeah, I think that TNC and the Forest Service maintain very good relationships and partnerships, mm-hmm. and we would want to, you know, make sure if the issue is a capacity one for them, how do we help support them in the work they do?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions from the committee for Mr. Jackson? Seeing none, thank you for introducing the Nature Conservancy.
Hey, thank you all. Thanks for the laughs. Appreciate it.
We do our best.
Phycology. Phycologist. Okay. Yes. And next up, Protect Maine's Fishing Heritage Foundation, Ms. Fenwick.